fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you Silver? Away!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were surprised when they returned to the Green River Valley. 2 years before, the herds of old Steve Hagen had grazed along the grassy banks of the river. Now there were new cabins and garden patches. They drew up their horses to study the change.
Oh, Silver. Oh, fella.
Big fella.
People move into valley since we here, Kemosabe.
Yes, Tonto. Must be more than a dozen cabins strung along the river.
Me think this land belonged to Steve Hagen.
Oh, no. He never owned it. He just used it as grazing land for his cattle. Until now, he's prevented anyone from settling here.
Well, maybe him sell land to settle.
No, he can't legally sell what doesn't belong to him. This land belongs to the government. It's never been open to homesteaders.
And how these people settle here?
They're squatters. Tonto, one of those cabins near the timber's on fire.
Ah, me see. It burned fast.
We'll help fight it. Let's go, Tonto. Come on, Silver!
Let's go!
I can't see anyone here.
We'll try to save the furniture if possible.
Easy. Door open. Squatters may be up neighbors.
Look around, Tonto. Make sure no one is inside.
Nobody here.
I don't see anyone either. We can't save the building. Take out the furniture and supplies.
In the few minutes that followed, the Lone Ranger and Tonto removed most of the meager furnishings and kitchen supplies from the burning kitchen. They're nearly finished when a number of settlers approached.
Look, Kemosabe. Many men ride here.
Yes.
Them carry rifles.
They're angry, Tonto. They must think we set fire to the cabin.
Where's my wife? Where is she?
There was no one in the cabin when Tonto and I arrived.
We searched cabin. No one inside.
My wife must be in there. I'm going in and find her.
Oh, no, you're not. She'd be burned to death. The roof's due to fall now.
Let me go.
Calm down. I tell you, your wife is not inside. No one was inside.
And where is she?
I don't know. Tonto and I had just entered the valley when we saw the smoke. We rushed here to help. All we could do, however, was to save the supplies and furnishings.
I'll bet Steve Hagen sent you here to burn John Perry's shack and kill his wife.
No one sent us here. There's no evidence that Mrs. Perry was killed. She may have gone to visit one of the neighbors.
No, she didn't. She was washing breakfast dishes when I rode out about an hour ago. She wouldn't just wander off.
You're not working for Hagen, then who are you? Why are you wearing that mask?
The mask is my affair. But you can rest assured I'm not your enemy.
Well, I don't believe you.
Now, calm down now, Perry. Those two saved your furniture, didn't they?
Wait. Wait, me see something on ground.
Hey, come back here, Injun.
He's not trying to get away. He's found something.
Here he comes.
Look, he find feathers on ground.
Well, let's see them, Toto. Yes, they're painted feathers.
Them Indian feathers. Indians here.
Indians?
Yes, it appears so. Your wife must have put up a fight and knocked these feathers from the headdress of her captors.
You mean they've taken my wife away?
I'm afraid they have.
But we haven't seen a sign of Indians since we moved into the valley.
I'll get the field glasses from my saddlebag. Here, Silver. Steady there, boy. Easy for a minute. If this is the work of Indians, they'll be moving into the mountains to the east of here. I may be able to see them with the glasses. Oh.
What do you see?
No party of Indians.
No?
I do see something that convinces me it was Indians that took your wife and escaped through the pass over there.
What makes you think so?
Right here. You take the glasses.
All right.
Now, train them on the ledge overlooking the pass.
Like this?
Yes.
Hey. I see one redskin up there.
Yes, he's a sentry left there to watch and see if a rescue party tries to follow.
Well, let's get mounted and start after
him. No, wait. Don't do that.
Do you think we're going to stand here and let a bunch of redskins take my wife away?
You try to follow. The sentry will warn the raiders. You might never find your wife.
Now you see here.
Now listen to me, Perry. They may be able to help you, but not unless you do exactly as I say.
What's that?
You and all the others must remain here. Act as if Mrs. Perry lost her life in the fire, as if it was an accident.
Look, how do you expect me to stay here with my wife in the hands of Indians?
You've got to throw those raiders off guard. They must think they got away undetected. Their sentry will report your actions.
That makes sense, Perry. You better do what the masked man says.
Well, tell me just one thing.
Yes?
How are you and your Indian friend going to get my wife back alive?
We'll cut around the pass where the sentry is and try to trail the raiders. When we locate them, we'll find some way to rescue your wife. All right, come on, Toto.
Should he be calling you? Get him up, Scout! One, two, there!
As hours passed without word from the masked man or the Indian, the squatters became more and more concerned for the safety of Mrs. Perry. When, shortly before sundown, the lone sentry on the faraway mountain pass disappeared, they decided to take action.
We've been hoodwinked by that masked man.
You're right about that, Perry. He's in cahoots with those redskins, and a lot of them are working for Hagen. That stuff about finding the feathers and blaming it on Indians, that was nothing but a trick to throw us off the track.
Sure, that's right.
That's what I'm beginning to think, too. Hagen's tried to run us off this ground ever since we moved in there.
Sure, that's
right. Well, I'm for having a showdown with Hagen right now. If my wife isn't there, we make him tell us where she is.
And if we find the masked man there, we'll have a necktie party.
All right, get mounted. We're riding to Steve Hagen's ranch house right now.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had succeeded in entering the mountains without being seen by the sentry. They found the trail of the marauding Indians and followed it all afternoon. It was nightfall when they sighted the Indian camp.
It's an anti-big war party.
Yes, Tonto. We'll have to be careful.
Now, you stay here, Kimisabi. Me, Indian. Maybe them not notice me. Me go find out about woman.
Very well, Tonto. I'll wait for you here.
You come back.
Time dragged heavily while the masked man waited with the horses. Presently, Tonto came through the darkness to rejoin him.
Tonto, what did you learn? Is Mrs. Perry with the Indians?
Indians eat now. Them leave woman with one guard.
Do you think you and I could rescue her without being discovered?
Maybe better we go for help.
There's no help nearer than Steve Higgins' ranch. He might get his range crew, but there'd be hardly enough men to fight this band of Indians. We'll try to rescue her ourselves.
We leave horses here. me show you way.
All right, let's go.
Indian chief make plenty talk. He think them make trouble soon. Look, Kimasabi. You see woman and guard?
Yes, I see them, Toto. I think we can take that guard by surprise. You silence him, and I'll get Mrs. Perry back to our horses.
Me do it.
All right, you ready?
You ready.
Then come on. Don't be frightened, Mrs. Perry. We're here to help you.
But you're mad.
I'll explain everything later. Come with me. Toto, cover us till we're out of the firelight.
Me do it.
Where are you taking me?
To our horses. We've got to hurry before the Indians discover what's happened.
Who are you? And why are you with an Indian?
There's no time to explain. All right, here are the horses.
Out of the saddle, will you? Here you go. Steady, Silver, easy.
Where are you taking me?
Back to your husband. He knows I've come for you.
Oh, wait. Do you know a rancher named Steve Hagen?
I know who he is.
Oh, the Indians are planning to raid his ranch tonight.
Yeah, so that's it. I suspected there might be trouble.
Hagen will probably blame the settlers for anything that happens.
Perhaps we can do something about that.
He hates the settlers in the valley.
Just a minute. Here comes Toto.
We better go plenty fast, Kimasabi. Guard, get conscious plenty soon.
Yes, hear that?
Ah. Unconscious now. Him give warning.
They discovered that I'm gone.
Toto, we've got to do something quickly. Mrs. Perry says they're planning a raid on the Hagen ranch tonight.
Not bad. And what we do?
Try to stampede their horses. We can delay them in that way. As we ride into the picket line, use your gun, shoot into the air.
And be ready.
All right, come on, fiddle
it. Get him up, scout.
There's the picket line. Ride right into it.
Get him up, scout.
Start shooting, fellow.
The aroused Indians, seeing the Lone Ranger and Tonto ride into the firelight, opened fire. It was impossible to carry out the plan to stampede the Indian horses.
Never mind the horses, Toto. Get away from me.
Get him up, scum.
After getting away from the Indians with Lucy Perry in the saddle, the Lone Ranger hurried to the settlement in the valley. Meanwhile, unaware that Mrs. Perry had been rescued, the squatters, under the leadership of Lucy's enraged husband, had left the settlement to go to Hagen's ranch house. When the Lone Ranger with Tonto and the woman who had been rescued found that Perry and the other men had left the settlement, they too set out toward Hagen's ranch, hoping to warn the rancher of the Indian attack. Perry and his friends approached the ranch house.
Just ahead. You can see the lights in the windows.
Yeah, we'll have a showdown with him.
You bet we will. Don't anyone start trouble till I give the word. Stop here and dismount.
Easy, boy. Yeah, the front door's opening. Somebody's coming out with a lantern.
It's Hagen himself. Must have heard us ride up.
Hello there. Who is he?
Come on and find out, you old critter.
Shut up. I said I'd do the talking here.
Now I see who you are. Squatters, huh? Just what brings you here?
You don't know?
I certainly don't, but I'm finding out right now. Speak up and be quick about it before I call my car hands.
You better not unless you want to start shooting.
We've been in gunfights before. Now speak up. State your business and then get off my spread.
Hagen, where's my wife?
How do I know? Is that why you were here?
Someone set fire to my house and made off with my wife.
I don't know anything about it.
You've been trying to get us out of the valley. You'll admit that.
You bet I admit it. I'll not put up with a gang of squatters trying to live off my herds.
Live off your herd?
You know what I mean. Ever since you squatters moved into the valley, I've been losing cattle.
Are you accusing us of stealing your cattle?
I sure am. And I'll tell you something else. You'd better clear out of the valley in 24 hours or I'll take steps to get you.
You already have taken steps.
Yeah?
We're giving you 1 hour to produce my wife. And if you don't, I'll put a bullet through you myself.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. John Perry had the mistaken impression that Steve Hagen was holding his wife as prisoner. Followed by his friends, Perry went to Hagen's ranch house and said,
"We're giving you 1 hour to produce my wife. And if you don't, I'll put a bullet through you myself."
Hey, look, I never harmed a woman in my life. If you think I know anything about you,
you sent cutthroats to capture and burn my house.
That's a lie.
And you sent that mask hombre riding down there in a big white stallion. We saw it.
And the Indian with him.
You say a masked man on a white stallion and an Indian were in the valley? A
masked man called the Indian Tonto.
You don't deny it, do you, Hagen?
Well, I know who they are, but I didn't send them there. Where are they now?
They hoodwinked us with a slick story and got away.
Well, I don't know where your wife is. Let me tell you something. She's in danger. That masked man and the Indian are trying to help her.
Trying to help her?
Hey, someone's riding in here.
Yeah, likely some of Hagen's men. Cover them as they ride in.
Here they come. Can't make them out.
Yeah, hold your fire. You shoot one of my men, not one of you will leave this country alive.
We've got them covered. Let them try to start something.
Masked man. And the Indian's with him.
And my wife. She's with him, too. Keep him covered, men. Now, Hagen, you old liar, we got the goods on you, and I'm going to fix
it. Get your hands off me. Stop it.
Here comes Hagen's man. Get ready for trouble.
I'll beat the truth out of you.
No, you won't.
John, stop it.
I'll stop it, Mrs. Perry. Now, both of you listen to reason.
You keep out of this, masked man. One move out of you and I'll shoot.
John, let me explain.
Now, Lucy, you let us men handle this. We know Hagen and the masked man are guilty.
And that Indian, too.
Listen to your wife, Perry. Don't be a fool. You start trouble here, someone will be killed.
John, please listen. The masked man and the Indian rescued
me. I told you.
Rescued?
Yes, from the Indians who captured me this morning.
Why, Lucy, that's all a fake. If it isn't, why'd you bring you here?
I can explain everything. Now, please listen.
Lucy Perry told how she'd been captured by the Indians and was later rescued by the masked man and his Indian companion, Tonto, as her husband and his friends listened, still skeptical.
I was at home, building up a roaring fire to do the baking. The house was terrible warm, and I left the front door open. And an Indian came in. I didn't hear him. I don't know how long he'd been in the house watching me. But when I saw him, I was frightened. I guess I dropped the stick of wood I've been holding. What do you want here? Who are you? He didn't answer me. He simply stood there until I hurried to the wall where we always kept a rifle. And the Indian must have guessed what I was after. He rushed forward and he grabbed me. I struggled, but it was terrible strong. He picked me up and carried me bodily through the front door where the other Indians were waiting. I was held there while two of those others went in. They opened the stove and they pulled out the burning logs. They threw clothing and paper on the logs. Soon the whole house was in flames.
Then what happened, Lucy?
Well, they took me to their camp and held me there until the masked man and his Indian friend came and rescued me.
They brought you here?
Well, they brought me here because I overheard the Indians planning to raid Hagen's ranch tonight.
Yeah.
We came to warn him.
Raid my ranch?
Yes.
But why should they raid me after all these years?
They must have a special reason, Hagen.
I don't know what it is.
They may have changed their plans since Mrs. Perry escaped.
What do you mean?
Unless they've picked up our trail, they'll think Mrs. Perry was rescued by her husband and friends. They may raid the settlers and wipe them out to prevent an attack for the abduction of Mrs. Perry.
By attacking us?
Yes.
You've made a mistake, mister. And a big one.
What do you mean by that, Perry?
This whole thing is a trick to get us men out of the valley. So Hagen's hired redskins can go down there and murder our women and children.
John, that's not true. The masked man and Tonto are our friends.
Now, Lucy, I don't want another word out of you. That masked man has fooled you just like he did us. But he's fooled us for the last time.
Yeah, let's string him up.
Come on.
Hey, listen.
Indians, them follow our trail.
Help, Perry. You see, the masked man told the truth.
The varmints are shooting.
Hagen, is all your range crew here?
Yep. There they are.
Here we are, boss. We're set for trouble.
How many men have you, Perry?
There's 15 of us.
We may have enough men to beat off this attack, but we've got to stick together.
My boys will stick with you.
And John and the settlers will stick with you, too, won't you?
That's right.
All right, then spread out and start shooting.
All right, boys.
You take charge, Hagen. Hey, come on, Toto.
We
have a special job to do, and a dangerous one.
sudden appearance of the Indians convinced the settlers that the Lone Ranger had told the truth. Hagen's cowpokes fought side by side with the settlers to beat off the repeated attacks. Meanwhile, the masked man, Tonto, faded into the darkness, unobserved by either white or red men.
Keep low to the ground, Tonto.
You won't be seen or hit by stray bullets.
Me do that. But why we leave Steve Hagen and settle it?
Because this night attack by Indians is very unusual.
That's right.
There's a reason for it. I want to learn what it is. I think it has something to do with the feud between Steve Hagen and the settlers in the valley.
Well, you prove that.
When you and I were at the Indian camp tonight, we saw the chief talking to his men.
That's right. He make much talk.
We can capture him. I think he may be able to throw light on the situation.
How we catch, chief?
Well, these Indians are Cheyennes. You know their language, their signs, their calls.
That's right. Me try wolf call. Nap for chief.
Try it.
If chief hear it, him may call too.
He heard you and answered.
Me call again. So him come here.
Coming this way. Must be the chief.
Now you keep low to ground, keep us hobby. Me stand up so him see me. Him not afraid me.
All right, go ahead and stand up. I'll grab him when he stops.
My God.
He calls him more.
I've got him, Tonto. Gagging before he sounds an alarm.
He fix him so I'm not talk.
There goes his horse. Got to get him away from here quickly before we're discovered. Come on.
Be ready.
Hagen?
Yeah?
Something's going on out there in the dark that we don't know about.
How do you mean, Perry?
Well, those redskins have stopped shooting. Yet they're still making plenty of racket about something. Listen to them.
Yeah. I reckon we surprised them. They weren't expecting the reception we gave.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm not so sure they're ready to quit by a long sight. Might be reorganizing for a big attack.
Yeah. I wish the masked man was here. He could tell us what it's all about.
Where is he? Haven't seen him since the fight started.
Well, I can't answer that. He told me to take over, and the next thing I knew, he and the Indian was gone.
Listen. That's an Indian coming in here out drilling.
That's the masked man. Hold your fire, men. Here I am. Come this way.
Whom you got there? Hello. Find the lantern and light it.
Well, here's your lantern. I put it out when the shooting started.
Me light it.
Hey, you've captured one of the Redskins.
Gee, he's a chief.
That's right, Hagen. The others have just missed him and are searching for him.
And that's why they stopped shooting.
Yes. Hello. Hold the lantern up in front of the chief. Yeah, over. Like that.
Hey, what are you doing that for?
I want his braves to see him. They won't attack when they realize he's our prisoner.
Them see chief. Them wait now. See what they do.
Yeah, what happened?
What's going on?
Well, the masked man will explain.
Tonto and I just captured the chief. Tonto got the truth out of him. He's the cause of most of the troubles between you men.
How do you mean?
Well, as you know, the buffalo are getting scared.
Yep, that's right.
The Indians wanted beef. This chief learned of the settlers moving into the valley. He knew if he could stir up trouble between you, there'd be a fight to the finish. That would allow him and his people to raid Hagen's cattle herds at will.
So they're the ones who've been raiding my herds.
Yes, yeah. Hagen. The chief knew you'd blame the settlers.
Hagen did blame us. He called us cattle thieves. Yes,
well, I see I was wrong.
But why did the Indians capture my wife?
They knew you'd do exactly as you did.
Oh, ride in here and start a fight with Hagen, huh?
Yes.
The chief told Tonto.
Let's string him up, the ornery critter.
No, wait. There'll be no more violence.
The masked man's right. We've all acted like fools.
Yes, I guess we have at that.
Well, I hope we've all learned a lesson, and that the fighting between us and Mr. Hagen will stop.
Oh, how about it, Perry?
I'm for calling it quits.
Well, I'll go further than that, Dad. I'll not only call it quits, but from now on we'll stick together, just like we did tonight.
The land involved belongs to neither of you, but there's enough for all, providing you work together in peace.
Well, mister, it's all well for the squatters and me to come to terms, but what about those redskins out yonder?
Yeah, that's right. They'll cause trouble again.
No, I don't think so. Hano's gone to tell them their chief will be released as soon as they've returned to the reservation. I promised that much to the chief when he admitted what he'd done. All right, take charge of him, Hagen.
Yep, I will. Now let him go tomorrow. But I'll see that he returns to the reservation.
Good. Adios.
Adios.
One, two, there.
Hagen, you seem to know a lot about that masked man. Just who is he?
Yeah, all I can say is he's known as the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.